track today. Warren Huntley is with us to preview the eight races. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Mark.
Eight races today, Sam. What do you make of it?
Well, look, there's some of the standard Monday fare, the 58s and maidens, but the fillies and mares benchmark 70, which is obviously a pretty high standard. And, gee, the last race, although it's a benchmark 64, gee, it's a good race. I'm really looking forward to the last race. It's it wouldn't be out of place at a metropolitan program.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is of a 14.11. Here you can take out runners 5 and 6. The Tabs Market's got number 2, Traffic Cop at 4, down to a Muthon at 8, 225 for Dream Brother. Norella's at 7, $8 for Hell of a Tale, and Marussia is an $8 chance.
I was keen enough on Traffic Cop first up. I keep batting up for him. I think he just found the shorter distance, the 1100, too short. Time to build some fitness from that run. And there looks reasonable speed in this race. Certainly the favourite, Dream Brother, will be part of that speed. But I just thought with that run under his belt, some of his previous runs in this distance range were good enough for Traffic Cop to be the one to beat. 2 ahead of 4, Dream Brother, who will be riding the speed and give a good kick. Amathon's been going okay. He certainly didn't have a lot of luck 2 starts back and was solid enough last start. And 8 Norell, she was big odds last start, but just on face value, if she can reproduce those late sectionals and the quality of that run, then she could be in the mix. But I think the race does revolve around 2 and 4. 2, 4, 3, 8.
So we go 2 from 4, 3, 8. The second is a 3-year-old maiden over 1105. Takeouts the 3. Here we've got the 5, Mr. Warbucks at 7. 460 Riverhouse, Sharp End at 650. While Huller is at 210, the current favourite.
Trimmed up a dollar or so during the morning, Riverhouse Nance, but I still wouldn't be surprised to see him start a little bit shorter. He's on debut here for the Matty Enright stable. I've seen a couple of trials going back to even last year and 4 or 5 jump outs, so well educated. The most recent trials and jump outs are just of a horse that travels really strongly, and although he hasn't been let go, it looks like there's quite a bit there. And I don't mind the engagement of Callow, and I'm going to go with 7 Riverhouse at a bit of value. While Haller was terrific first up, Mr. Kick was well out of the race. Incredible job to finish as close as he did. Should be fitted with that run under the belt, and all his runs today have been solid. 2 Birdie Went Bang went to the official trials and didn't do much, but subsequently went to a jump out and showed good tactical speed, seemed to learn a lot. So at odds, I think trifectas and first four certainly worth considering. Number 2, Birdie Went Bang, and 8 Sharp End for the Mick Kent stable. Been pretty solid in a number of official barrier trials, but up over the 990 metres, I think definitely want further pretty early in the career, but probably ride the speed and just keep going at that one pace. 7, 9, 2, 8.
So we go 7 from 9, 2, and 8 in race 2. Looking at the third, this is a maiden of a 1728. Here you can take out the 3. We've got number 6, Enunciate at 230. Kapunzina at 220. Down to Roland Garros, who's at $4.80.
Yeah, not market dominated by very few here. Now, look, I'm keen on Enunciate. Market's telling me this morning that Capizina's the one that's really going to improve, and there's probably no improvement in number 6 Enunciate, but just due for a change of luck. 2 starts ago just went way too hard, and then Nikita Berrien aboard last start just got stood on his nose at a crucial stage, lost all momentum, and then did a terrific job to still run second. I don't mind drawn out a bit. I wouldn't even be surprised to see Nikita just roll forward and maybe even end up in a spot outside the leader or in an ideal situation 1-1, which mightn't be easy from that barrier, but there's a few here that are going to get back. And I'm going to go with 6 Enunciate. And like him, Capizina's the obvious danger, getting fitter for 2 runs back from a spell and whacked away okay last start. Up to this trip, looks suitable. 8 Roland Garros, another one that this distance looks suitable, was just even, but the race does lack depth. Fitter for that first up run under the belt, and maybe 9 Danube Delta with a Wallace stable now being based at Sale might be next best, but the race does fall away. 6, 7, 8, 9.
So we go 6 from 7, 8, 9. Now to the fourth over 14.11. Here you can take out number 6. We've got 3 Crystal Kingdom, 3.10, Fave, Ready Review, 4.40, Equilibrium at 4, and $5 for Run Pam Rum.
Really interesting runner is Equilibrium, formerly New Zealand Galloper, now with the Shay Eaton stable and New Connections. Gee, I liked a recent barrier trial, was solid to the line and was able to race on the speed and looked to have quite a bit in reserve. He's going to get out over more ground as we get deeper into his preparation here, but he's got a terrific chance first up here, number 8. Equilibrium, ahead of Crystal Kingdom, who comes back in grade from a good run or a good race behind Connery last start, and I think back slightly in distance is a positive. 5 Ready Review was off the speed and strong to the line last start, probably a similar scenario here, and 9 Run Pan Run was below expectations last start, but the other 3 runs this preparation have been solid enough to be competitive here. I think 8 might, well, I'm sure 8 will run well first up for the new connections. I thought it had a good winning chance. 8, 3, 5, 9.
So we go 8 from 3, 5 and 9. Now to race 5, first leg of the quaddie over 22.19. Takeout runners 4, 6, 9 and also the 11. 1 East West at 9, 8 there for mapping. Catch Me Latara's at 4.80. Ma Jessie 4.40. Faraz at 7.50. And then you've got Really Sure, who was a $3 chance.
I'm anything but really sure here, Nards. This is a tough race. I thought mapping, getting fitter, showed improvement last start and getting deep enough into a preparation now to be close to the top. And good claim here for Harry Grace. Without a lot of confidence on with two, mapping ahead of 5. Ma Jessie, who was good winning 2 starts ago and was solid last start. 10 Really Sure comes through that form line with Ma Jessie and was strong to the line. Just, I suppose, will be off the speed to some extent, but just if you can iron out that flat spot, we'll be right in the mix. And Catch Me Latar getting fitter. First up run was terrific. Maybe just a run to build fitness to get out to this distance range second up. But no, I'd be going as wide as you can here in the first leg of the quaddie. 2, 5, 10, 3.
So we go 2 from 5, 10 and 3 first leg of the quaddie. We go to the second leg, which is race 6. Take out 3, 6 and also the 8. We've got number 2, Bart Shedder at $3. Phil Champagne at $4.60. Down to Moss Bell at $6.50. Tusker Brook at $5.50. And Lucky Cat's a $7 chance.
Pretty wide, as the market suggests now. I suppose Barchette is the one that's always shown the potential to progress on to this rate and beyond. This is the benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares here. I just thought Moss Bell's come back in good shape, would get a good run from the draw, and that rings a bell form line for the most recent runner. I think it's as good a form line as anything. I've got 11 ahead of 5, Fee Champagne. She's been fresh in, so it's not really first up. She hasn't got great first up stats, but I think she's been going well. She went back to the trials recently and looked really sharp. I think there's some good residual fitness there. Pat Ireland with a strong hand in this meeting and a good weekend getting Lizard Ireland back in the winner's stall. Barchette is the one that could really improve off that first up run, but she'd need to. But she does get the blinkers for the first time and fitter, so a few variables in play there. And 12, Tusker Brooks. Got that now awkward barrier draw, but it was good winning last start. Might be next best. 11, 5, 2, 12.
11 from 5, 2 and 12. We go to race 7 over the 17.28. Take out 3, 5, 6 and also 9. Number 1, the Harrovian at 4. Crisis Point at 4, Rock With You 8.50, Rock'em Sock'em at $2.90.
Scratchings have knocked this race around a bit. I'd prefer the Arabian stepping up that little bit more in distance, but came back in trip last start and was stronger the line at Werribee. Gets up that little bit, 100 metres or so here. I think that suits. Crisis Point will probably box seat or race right on the speed from that draw. 2 runs this prep have been solid. A good win last start and up in distance probably not a problem. I thought 8, Rock'em Sock'em is hard and fit, probably settles off the speed from that draw, but there looks to be enough speed and certainly a bit of a tail to the race to allow him to make ground. And maybe 4, Rock With You. There was good market support for him first up for Team Corsons. He ran okay, but up in distance and fitter, and that market support might have been a positive guide to how he's going at home. 1, 2, 8, 4.
So we go 1 from 2, 8 and 4, and then to the last, takeout runners 2, 4, 9, 11, 12 and also 14. We've got number 3, Scotopia 8.50, 9 there for Fast Strike, down to My Unicorn at $2.90 and El Gagner at $3.
Gee, this is a good race. Now, as I referenced, it wouldn't be out of place on a Metropolitan program, and Written Choice was down to run here but was able to win at Caulfield on Saturday. So there would have been some good form here if Written Choice was here, and I think there still will be. I've always been a fan of My Unicorn, and she's trialled up nicely, relatively lightly raced mare from the Galagota stable, and a number of these horses are first up and have trialled well, but none better than 13, My Unicorn, and she can get across, and there looks to be good speed in the race. I can see her gliding across and just getting a nice run, just camped off the speed. 3, Scotopia, another one that's trialled up very well from the Shea Eaton stable. Drawn wide, might come across with My Unicorn and will be strong late, maybe looking for a bit further, but going well at the trials, as is El Gagne for Graham Begg. She's probably going to be part of the speed. And 10, Silkstone, another one who's trialled up well in his first up and lightly raced and with upside. But they'll be a bit sharp for Silkstone early, but if they overdo it up front, we'll be storming home. 13, 3, 15 and 10.
13 from 3, 15 and 10. And what about a best at Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the day?
Going with race 3, number 6, Enunciate as my best. Nards and Value, race 2, number 7, Riverhouse on debut for the quaddie. First leg, 2, 3, 5 and 10. Second leg, 2, 5, 11 and 12. Third leg, 1, 2 and 8. and home with numbers 3, 13 and 15. I'm going to play a running double through the races where my best bet and my value is. Race 3 does look like a race where I think numbers 6 and 7 could cover it, and race 2, numbers 7 and 9. So playing a running double, races 2 and 3, 7 and 9 into 6 and 7.
No dramas at all. Thank you for that, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nat.
There's Warren Huntley with his preview of the program of racing today from Sale. This is Winners on RSN at 927, a break, then back to preview Grafton.